so sick working
with you. Just suck it up and like getting
well,
all these kindergartners sick.
How awful is that though, right?
Yeah.
Because I'm not getting sick pay. So I'm going to work.
Yeah.
Like just so sick. Like just fever, like sweating. The teachers at the school are like asking me if I'm okay. I'm just like, yeah.
I guess I'm okay. And like kids are getting sick and then
like,
they're getting other
how
kids sick.
How bad is that, right?
You're just
like, there's no way I should have been working.
Killing people.
It's like get paid, like
yeah, I gotta go to work because I'm not getting paid for this. I gotta make money, and I don't really care if the youth of Hong Kong gets sick.
What? Ah, whatever.
I actually
what?
I pressed the record button.
Oh, really?
40 seconds ago.
Oh shit!
We're just gonna go one mic here. What I'm gonna do this episode?
Yeah.
Is I'm gonna just plug in the one mic.
All right.
I'm gonna put it in front of you because I'm the loud guy, so you get to talk into the mic.
So.
And I'm sure that when I start talking, then I'm sure when I start talking, you'll be able to pick it up on the mic, even though I'm not speaking into the mic.
Non-GMO plant protein blend.
Johnny boy! Oh, Johnny boy! Oh, oh, Johnny boy! I'm gonna go bowling with you, Charlie. We're gonna go bowling. Sometimes I pick up my dog like he's a bowling ball.
Oh yeah.
And then I do a little, approach, and then I go, and I bowl my dog. And he loves it.
He likes it.
He
just goes back.
He loves it. He wants it again. So I just go up. Lisa doesn't like when I do that.
No.
I don't think he minds.
No, like
he seems
back
to enjoy. I think he made a little piss droplet. Oh,
and
now he's gonna lick
it up.
Huh? Well, there you go. Well, that was probably a droplet from my shower. Sorry, I didn't answer the door as soon as you guys came. I was in the shower. Did you hear me yelling in the shower?
Yeah. Well, kind of. I heard you singing.
Yeah, I was singing that don't go away. It's okay. I'm here. Or I was really singing to Charlie. I was saying because he was freaking out. He really lost his shit today when you guys got to the door.
Oh, really?
And I was saying it's okay, Charlie boy. And I was eating his tail. Hey, Charlie, get your tail. Where's your tail? Get your tail.
Get your tail, Charlie.
Get your tail,
Charlie. Get your tail, Charlie.
Anyways.
Get your tail.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. Good boy, get your tail. Man, what do you think of IPAs?
I like it.
Yeah?
Serena loves IPA.
Yeah? What do you think of them?
I'm alright. It's alright.
It's okay, but fuck, is it bitter. Like, this Black Ridge Brewery IPA is hoppy.
Serena, it's just like, the hoppier the better.
Just
yeah.
Loves it, eh? It's
crazy.
Hoppy, it's bitter, and it's pungent. And that's what it says right on the can. Hoppy, bitter, pungent. And I don't really know what hops taste like, per se. I do know bitter and pungent.
It's got that, like, grapefruit-y taste. Hops.
Oh, shit. I thought I opened this, but I guess I didn't.
No. You actually weren't even tasting the beer? It
was just
in tasting, your head?
Yeah.
It was just like, this is bitter.
Psychosomatic.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like on Hook. Have you ever seen the movie Hook?
Yeah, and then they have
they
all that
having a
pretend
food.
Food.
And then
yeah.
Like the real food.
I know, right?
Yeah, it's kind of like that. Neat. Okay, what were you talking about before? How's the is the USANA plant based non GMO? Is that healthy?
I don't know, man. It's got non GMO plant protein blend. So it's just like you have it for like a protein.
I haven't even used it yet. My mom, that one, I think I used a little bit of that one. That one was, like, used already.
Yeah.
My mom gave it to me. And then I have a new one that is unopened. That
I don't really understand what
my
it's for.
My mom also gave to me. You just put it in shit. I haven't used any of it yet, though.
It's just like a meal replacement?
I don't know if it's a meal replacement or if it's just, like, a supplement. Like, you just make it in, like, you put
but it's
it
kind
in
of low in protein for, like, a supplement.
It's like 15 grams or something.
Yeah.
Right? Which is, yeah, sort of low-ish. Oh, my oven is preheated. I'm making my... Do you guys want some pizza?
Per 3 scoops, I
don't have much time before this movie, so...
No, do what you gotta do, man.
Pizza. You guys talk amongst yourselves. Sorry, I'll be right back.
What are you doing over there?
Working my emails.
You want pizza? Yeah, I'm probably good too. Well, I don't think I ate enough. Probably should eat more. Now I'm alone with the microphone. We're still recording.
I know.
What should I do?
So, do you remember the...
Do you remember what we were supposed to talk about this episode?
We
came up with the topic at the end last time, but I forget.
Well, you can go back here.
What? I don't know.
My dietitian, Josh Kyle, is going to be very upset with me because I'm going to eat a Wild Mike's Ultimate Pizza. Four cheese.
Ooh, four cheese.
Supreme pizza, sausage, pepperoni, peppers, onions, and black olives.
I was watching this, my Italian friend posted a video on Facebook, and it was in Naples.
And it's also, it expired on August 27th, 2017. So not only is it really unhealthy, but it's also expired.
And it showed, so
it's frozen, so it should be fine. Anyway,
like,
sorry.
Neapolitan pizza is basically either margarita pizza or the one that's just, what's the other one that's just tomato sauce?
Oh, shit. I don't
just basically
know what that's
those
called.
Two options.
Yeah.
And so it showed this, like, classic, like, in Naples, this pizzeria that got orders, and then they came to the door with pineapple on the pizza, and these Neapolitan people were just like, what the fuck is this? Like, get it out!
Italians?
Yeah, yeah. They're,
so they're just
freaking out, and, like, super, like, big hand gestures.
Yeah.
And, like, just
super flamboyant.
One guy was like, I'll throw you down the fucking stairs, like, get out of here. Another guy's like, I'll pay you 15 euros to leave. Just leave, take your pizza. Go! Like, what am I supposed to do with this?
I fucking love pineapple on pizza. I know it's a very divisive, polarizing
pizza. Well, no, I mean, it's like pizza in Italy is just so...
They don't...
It's like a religion there.
Yeah.
And it's so simple.
Well, yeah. Like, I'm not a simple pizza guy. I like a bunch of random
Man,
shit on
but
pizza.
It's just the whole thing. The whole experience is different than
I'm
that.
Sure it's really good. I like throwing a bunch of shit on my pizza. You know what? In fact, I'm going to throw some kale and broccoli on this pizza right now.
That's weird.
Just you know, I got to make it... Although, do you want some? Because I can avoid...
Don't worry about me.
You sure? Serena?
Yeah. We just ate.
Oh, you guys don't want any pizza? Oh, I should put some of that garlic on there, too, but I'm really up against the clock here. I feel like the...
Does that actually taste good, just putting broccoli on it like that?
Yeah. You know what, though? I never... You know what I'm going to do instead is I'm just going to put a bunch of broccoli and kale in the blender. I'm going to drink it. Because, like, as good... It is good to put kale and broccoli on a pizza. What I like to do is I buy these.
Yeah.
But I buy the plain cheese one.
Right.
And then I put a bunch of random vegetables on it.
Oh, yeah.
To, like, you know, church it up. But, like, I don't know that this pizza, it will be served correctly with kale and broccoli on it. So I'm just going to eat the pizza, and then I'm going to drink my broccoli and kale.
Wow.
And you guys are going to have to hear my Blendtec blender run in the background while I do this. In fact, I got a leftover juice that I made for myself. I made some kale and blueberry juice earlier.
Juice?
That. Yeah, I just throw some kale
blueberries.
And some blueberries in the blender.
Yeah.
And then I just blend them all up. Oh, I threw some carrots in there, too. Because, you know, me and chewing on carrots. So this is my juice that I made. And then, yeah. Do you want some kale broccoli juice?
No, I'm good, thanks.
No? Okay, I gotta make my juice.
Next time.
Anyways, so yeah, these flamboyant Italians were like, what the fuck is this?
Mm-hmm.
That would have been, is it a video? Can I see it?
Yeah. I don't know.
Should really see that. My buddy Colin, last night, we went and saw a movie called Lady Bird. It was very good.
Yeah.
And he was telling me about a very funny video that he saw of, like, a lady on Cops.
Yeah.
She might have been an African-American lady, but I'm not sure. And that's maybe beside the point, but the cops were giving her hassling because they thought she might have been crack dealing.
Oh, yeah.
And she was like, no, I would never do that. I'm not a crack dealer. Like, no, I'm a mom. Like, that's unrespectable. I would never do something so unrespectable like that. I'm a prostitute. I guess that was the video. I would say that being a prostitute is much more ethical than being a crack dealer.
Yeah, totally.
But, like, being a weed dealer is probably more ethical than being a prostitute?
No.
I think they're kind of level.
No, I think if you're going down...
prostitute level.
No, because if you're going down that logic route, it's like, you know, it's either it's drug dealing and prostitution, or it's two different levels. It's not different layers of drug dealing being compared differently to prostitution.
Would you think it's more... So you would say that it's more moral to be a prostitute than a weed dealer?
I don't think it's immoral to be a prostitute.
Oh, I don't either. I'm just saying that, like, in terms of, like, if you have to put it on the class scale, it, like, what's a classier person, a weed dealer or a prostitute? Like, if you're You know, if I was a
it depends, I guess.
And Nathaniel
There's different levels of prostitution.
Who would you think is the more
high class?
High class prostitute. I'm imagining this lady, given that she was apprehended by the cops on the show,
probably
cops.
Not.
She was probably not a high class prostitute, but
it's still pretty funny though.
It is. It is. What's your thoughts? I'm very pro. I'm very pro marijuana. And, like, you know, shit that grows out of the ground, mushrooms. Although cocaine grows out of the ground, too, and I'm scared of cocaine. But, like, what's your thought on the legalization of all drugs? I'm very pro, like, legalization of marijuana, legalization of mushrooms. How do you feel about, like, crack and heroin? I kind of think you need to legalize those, too, but it is a bit of a slipperier slope.
I think the whole goal of legalization or decriminalization of drugs isn't to increase use.
Yeah.
It's to decrease use. It's to decrease the harm, right? And so they did something like that in Portugal, apparently with some success, but I don't actually know the details of it, so I can't speak about it.
I wouldn't say that it's to decrease use. I would just
no,
say
that's
that
the
it's,
whole. That should be the whole point.
I don't think so. I think it should be to make it safer and to keep nonviolent drug offenders out of prison. Like, I don't think it's necessarily to decrease use. I think that's maybe a positive side effect is I think it will decrease use, but I don't think that's the reason. That's like, I mean, I do think that it is something that will happen. A lot of people hear about legalizing drugs, lowering use, and they're like, that's ridiculous. That would never happen. And it's like, well, no, it would, but I don't think that's why you do it.
I think that's a big part of why you do it.
See, I think that's a positive side effect.
Because decreased use decreases all the other side effects. That's the core factor. It's less people using, so then you don't have as many other health issues related to it. You don't have the same public health crisis that you once did if there's less use. And that's the goal, is to make it less, like, by making it accessible in certain pathways, you can make it less accessible to people that are underage. And, you know, like, it's...
But is that what happened
in high school? It was easier to get weed than it was to get alcohol, right?
Was it?
Yeah.
Really? I never wanted weed in high school, but I never experienced
I didn't
that.
Smoke
I
a lot,
it pretty
but...
easy to get alcohol in high school.
Yeah, I guess they're both.
Because there's places you can buy it, you just have to get somebody...
You'd have to get somebody to get it, but whereas, like, marijuana, you could buy directly.
By yourself.
Which
you
I guess
you also got to take a risk to do that, because...
Yeah. Yeah, well, both are
illegal.
Risks. Yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, you're getting somebody to buy a legal thing for you versus you're buying something.
I always felt like there's someone... Yeah, I guess it was pretty similar, I guess.
See, I think that, like, I do agree with you that it would decrease use. I just... You can't say 100% that that's going to happen. You've got all this research that says that it will happen, so you got to trust the research and say that it will happen. But there is no 100% that for sure it's going to decrease use. Like, you can't just say, okay, we're going to legalize this and it's for sure going to decrease use, because you can't control whether people, like, you can't make people, you know what I mean? Like, it's, you know that it probably
But I think that's one
happen.
Of the goals.
Yeah, I don't know, I disagree. I think that it, the goal, I think, I don't know, I think the goal
Should
is
be
just
it,
to make
goal.
Things safer.
Yeah, it's also another... Mm-hmm. goal of legalization and decriminalization, but it should be a goal is to decrease.
I could see that more with, like, the hard drugs, like heroin and cocaine.
I'm saying it should be. It should also be the goal of any, you know, for alcohol as well.
Oh, definitely. But what if it turns out, like, after years and years of legalization, that, like, marijuana is actually good for you?
What?
Well, yeah, what if it turns out weed's good for you? Do you want less people smoking weed or eating weed or using weed rubs on their sore muscles? Like, okay.
I think we have
weed.
Enough research to know what the effects of marijuana are.
I would disagree because it's
not
legal. So
are we talking about THC or are you talking about, like, other...
CBD, THC, like, there's lots of hemp as well, which I guess
is... Is already legal? What are you talking about?
Well,
we're talking about THC. It's the legalization of...
Yeah, but there's also CBD, which is part of marijuana too, which is technically not allowed because of weed being illegal.
And what does that do? What does that do?
CBD is like, well, fuck, I gotta get my phone out because I don't have all that research. But
like,
I
mean,
for, like,
smoking weed is not good for you.
It's not bad for you.
The smoking's not bad. Like, do you understand?
No, I'm just kidding. It is, like, bad for you, and in the true sense of the word.
And it does, like, it does cause, like, there are mental health issues that can
be affected. Yeah, there's a possibility that there's schizophrenia and shit.
Well, not even schizophrenia, but, like, I mean, you know, not even getting into research about it, but just, you know what a pothead is like, right? I mean, I'm not saying smoking weed turns you into a pothead.
Yeah, it doesn't happen.
I think some people can totally control themselves with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it should be legalized, you know? But at the same time, like, promoting it as a health product is also not a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah, you mean
I think the effects overall
as a health product. Now there are, when used correctly, there are some healthy components of alcohol.
Yeah, but most people use that as an excuse to drink.
Yeah, like, I mean, we're having a beer right now during a podcast. I like to think of that as a healthy thing. Going out with buddies, celebrating, or whatever. I like to think of that as a healthy thing. But, yeah, it doesn't mean that
alcohol
is healthy.
No, because the public health effects of alcohol are horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But banning alcohol is not the solution to that either.
No, absolutely not. A lot of people died in prohibition. A lot of people are dying in drug
wars.
Would
reduction of alcohol advertisements be a smart move? Probably. You don't decrease its accessibility.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things like that. And that's probably too far gone for alcohol anyway. You know, we're not going to be able to ban alcohol advertisements at this stage. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, there'd be too much. Too many people, it wouldn't be supported. But since, you know, with marijuana, you can start that way. You can ban advertisements of marijuana products. You can sell it without packaging, you know? So it kind of almost comes as a pharmaceutical type of thing.
Yeah.
You can kind of ban that stuff from the get-go, and that'll just be the new norm. And in that way, it won't be, like, promoted. Like, imagine if marijuana was sold the way alcohol is. Like, in different, like, color packaging and, like, different flavors and stuff like that.
Yeah, you know what?
That would promote its use. It would grow. The industry would grow, and that wouldn't have good consequences in the end.
You also gotta, like, live and let live, too. Like, I mean, if you could, like, I don't know. Like, I don't think it's a bad thing that you can buy all these different kinds of alcohol, and even though I don't smoke or chew tobacco, I think it's ridiculous that, like, they're not allowing, like, flavored chewing tobacco and, like, flavored tobacco anymore because, like, kids and stuff. Like, I think, like, you still gotta, like, it can be enjoyable to drink a beer. It can be enjoyable to smoke a cigarette, allegedly. Like, I don't think you have to, like, make that not, like, I get what you're where you're coming from by saying, like, limiting the packaging and stuff, but, like, I don't know, like, I'm interested in eating, like, delicious weed gummy bears if they ever become available. I don't want them to all of a sudden be like, no, if you guys are gonna use weed, you have to just use this generic kind if you're gonna smoke it, and this generic kind if you're gonna eat it. There's no variety, not that I'm a fan of, like, capitalism and, like, consumerism and stuff, but I think that you should be able to sell, like, a variety of different products with these things that are bad for us. Like, I think the problem comes in the way we educate people. Like, I think you can still provide options and then be like, this is shitty for you too. Like, I don't know.
I don't think that should, like, the government's regulating this. I don't think the role of government should be to promote this industry.
Yeah, no, you're right. But I think it should be the role of what's the person who's selling something? Not the consumer, but the whatever, fuck.
I don't think it should be allowed to be marketed heavily. Like, I think what you could allow is, like, local places to, you know, like, in-house kind of have different types that they can sell. But not being able to market outside of your place of business kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then what that does is it just creates, like, a local markets and stuff.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool.
Which is neat.
You know?
Yeah.
And then, yeah, like, I think that's the way to do it, rather than allow, like, you know, major industry players that are going to buy up huge, you know, like, let's say, what's a big beer company in Canada?
Budweiser, even though they're not Canadian.
Let's say Budweiser.
Kokanee is a big Canadian
beer.
Okay,
well, whatever. Let's go with Budweiser. Okay. Like, imagine Budweiser buys into the marijuana market and pours in millions and millions and millions of dollars into advertising, right?
Yeah.
Like, they're going to have the Budweiser marijuana. It's not going to be a good product, but they're going to...
What if it's way better weed because Budweiser... Like, I want to have the option as a consumer to, you know, I know it's bad for me. I know the risks as long as I educate myself on it.
I disagree.
If I decide that I want to use it, I want to have all the options at my disposal to use it.
No, I disagree with you because I think just because we live in a society where we're paying for our healthcare system, we can't have companies that pour money into advertising for weed and things that are going to do harm to society. And then I'm not saying, like, I agree with you, it should be accessible, but to a point, like, it shouldn't be promoted.
So you say that the things that are bad for you because we pay, because our government pays for our healthcare should not be, it should just be beer. Like, you go to the liquor store, you can buy beer, you can buy spiced rum, you can buy... Yeah, cigarettes you can buy.
Well, imagine, like...
There's no... So, like, I'm not saying it's a bad idea. No. Like, it kind of makes sense in
Well, no. Imagine, I'm not saying, like, just you have just one type of beer. What I'm saying is you can't promote it on television.
I would not be upset with
you can't promote
cigarettes,
it
alcohol, weed...
On billboards.
Mushrooms not being allowed to advertise.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have a problem with that.
But it would decrease use overall.
Yeah.
Like, promotions work. There's a reason why companies pay hundreds of million dollars in advertising, right?
Yeah, no,
and the other
sure.
thing that does, Lee, is it would open up a better local market.
Yeah.
It would level the playing field.
Yeah, I love Great
and
West
so,
beer.
Yeah.
I love,
well, no, Great West even, no, no, I'm not even including Great West, but imagine more microbreweries, like micro marijuana facilities.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like little grow, like little, you know, I don't even know what the hell they would be called.
I was talking to...
That would be cool. And then they could have different,
awesome.
Like, sort of independent marijuana places that you could go to try different things rather than have, like, these industry-made, you know, shipped
corporate,
from across the country corporate marijuana
corporate
industry
marijuana,
as the, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of happened naturally somewhat with beer. But, like, you know, I think most of those microbreweries don't really advertise, right?
Yeah, not really.
I mean, some of them, when they get bigger, they do.
Yeah.
When they get more money. But, like, most it's just word to mouth.
Yeah.
Or word to mouth.
Word to mouth. I hate to say a toe to so. What comes around's all around?
Yeah. But yeah, no, I don't think, I don't think they should be allowed to advertise.
Yeah, I'd be okay with all the shit that's bad for you not being allowed to advertise. Although,
and I think a goal should be to reduce overall use.
Yeah, see, I disagree on that. I think that, I don't think that's the goal of legalization. I think the goal of education, and I think it should be, I don't know why, I feel like everyone knows that cigarettes are bad for you, but I feel like it should be just common. I think the pros and cons of everything should be widely known to everyone, but, like, yeah, I don't think that the goal of legalization is to decrease use. I think the goal of legalization is to make things safer, and, I'm beating a dead horse at this point, I'm repeating myself, but I think that that's a positive byproduct, is that use will go down. But I don't think that's the goal of legalizing things.
I think you just have more control over it.
Yeah.
Right.
But anyways, I would say that, I don't see anything
and
wrong.
You're right, it might not actually decrease use, but I think it should be a goal of whatever they are doing.
You sure you want some of this delicious Ultimate Mike's? Wild Mike's Ultimate Pizza.
I'll pass. Thanks. Nice. Looks good though.
What do we got? It does look good. We've got the total fat at for a 1/108 of the pizza, 13 grams of fat, 6 grams of saturated fat, 20 milligrams of cholesterol, 40 milligrams of sodium, 40 grams of carbohydrates.
40 milligrams of sodium? It's got to be more than that.
400, sorry.
Yeah.
2 grams of dietary fiber, 3 grams of sugar, and 13 grams of protein. 15% vitamin A, 15% vitamin E, sorry, C, 20% calcium, and 15% iron. It is healthy, right? Definitely not a low-carb option, that's for sure, but hopefully
it's going to break your keto.
This is replenishing my carbohydrates from my workout, from my racquetball and weightlifting today, right? So it's good for me.
Yeah.
Just like weed is good for you.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. Because CBD.
Because of the CBD and the THC and the bipping and a bopping.
Yeah.
And zipping and zopping and the hemp.
I know. I've heard that anti-inflammatory thing, and I don't know how strong they are, but I still don't really understand. It's like, okay, so there's some anti-inflammatory properties that are,
I don't know,
it makes it a health problem.
I'm gonna grab my phone.
You know, eat some blueberries. Is it really something so amazing that's gonna? And anyway,
I don't know, man.
Why specifically? Like, yeah. Anyway,
well, I'll read up on it as soon as I get your vamp from.
Another thing, like it would. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm not like when it becomes legal, I'll definitely buy some legal weed, but it's not a health product.
Yeah.
Even if they do have anti-inflammatory properties, it still makes you all spacey. Like, I know it does make you more creative, so for certain tasks, it could make you
better. I think CBD oil is
better,
like a
but
health product.
Maybe, but like,
Hemp is a health product.
Like the other 1,000 health products on the market, like, you know, I'm not convinced.
Let's see. That's fair.
But I also don't know anything about it.
But, yeah. But, okay, so you would rate... Well, yeah, I don't know. It's funny. I would, as a joke, I was kind of saying, like, prostitute, more classy than crack dealer. Weed dealer, more classy than prostitute. Where would you rate? You'd say that a prostitute is more classy than a weed dealer? I mean, nothing wrong with being a prostitute. I think a prostitute is, like, I think we've got, I don't know why, that's a big one that I don't understand the illegality of. And, like, what's the big deal? Like, Joe Rogan talks about this all the time. You don't want to hear me talk about Joe Rogan, but he always talks about, like, in his podcast, like, you're allowed to get somebody to give you a massage for money. Like, why can't you get somebody to massage your dick for money? Like, if they want to do it, there's an exchange of goods. Like,
yeah.
What's the big deal?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. I think, you know, teach their own. I'm not going to certainly get myself a prostitute, but if somebody wants to, and somebody wants to be a prostitute, and somebody wants to get services from a prostitute, what's the big deal? So, yeah, that lady was right. She is a respectable person. She's got kids. She would never do something like deal crack to little kids. She's a prostitute. And
yes.
Good on her. Good on that lady. Okay, CBD oil. I do got to watch that clip, though, because that would be fun. Sure you don't want a bite of this delicious pizza?
Oh, good. Thanks, man.
All right. Okay. What is CBD hemp oil? Okay. Maybe I don't want to get my... information from medicalmarijuana.com. So maybe I'll go to medical news today. Let's see about this. Okay. I still gotta make myself some broccoli and kale juice.
Oh yeah, when do you have to go? See you.
Is
it seriously 9:20 right now?
No, it's 9:05.
Oh,
that clock's
looking at that
fast
one.
And that one's not fast. I don't know why we have multiple. I get having a clock way ahead makes you speed up, but it's funny how that clock is way sped up and that one is not.
Yeah.
Okay, cannabinoid oil. CANNABIDIOL.
Yeah.
What is that? Cannabinoid?
Okay.
Whatever. Cannabinoid oil is used for health purposes. But it is controversial. There is some confusion about what it is and the effect it has on the human body. May have some health benefits, but there also may be some risks. It is also not legal in every state. What is CBD oil? CBD oil is of many cannabinoids found in the cannabis plant. Researchers have been looking at the potential therapeutic uses of CBD. Okay. Blah, blah, blah. Pop up at how CBD works. All cannabinoids include... attach themselves to certain receptors in the body to produce their effects. The human body produces certain cannabinoids on its own. It has two receptors for cannabinoids called CBD1 receptors and CBD2 receptors found all around the body. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. Let's see. Okay, benefits. Natural pain relief or anti-inflammatory properties. People commonly use prescription or over-the-counter drugs to relieve pain and stiffness, including chronic pain. Some people feel that CBD offers a more natural way to lower pain. Research has suggested the non-psychoactive components of marijuana, such as CBD, could be a new treatment for chronic pain. Quitting smoking and drug withdrawals. There are some promising evidence that CBD use may help people to quit smoking. A pilot study posted to Addictive Behaviors found that smokers who have used an inhaler containing the compound CBD smoked fewer cigarettes but did not have any additional craving for nicotine. These are early findings, but they suggest that CBD may be used to avoid or reduce withdrawal symptoms. Epilepsy and other mental health disorders, helps fight cancer, anxiety disorders, type 1 diabetes, acne, Alzheimer's disease. What else we got here?
Yeah, I'm sure it's really strong evidence for a lot of those.
Well, I mean,
I'm not saying that medical, like, you know, that sounds like medical marijuana, like, for relief of chronic pain, but it doesn't sound like a health product. It sounds like you should be taking that unless you have some severe chronic pain.
It's non-psychoactive, though, so that's...
No, I know, but, like, yeah, but it doesn't sound like it, like, why would you take that unless you have severe chronic pain? That's what I'm saying. It's not a health product.
Yeah, no, you wouldn't use CBD. You'd smoke weed if you want to smoke weed. I'm saying, like, if you have acne or type 1 diabetes...
Yeah, I'm sure that's...
Or anxiety disorders, you take CBD. If you don't, then you just smoke weed. Or you wouldn't smoke weed.
Yeah, except for the fact that, like, who knows what the evidence is behind those claims. Like, chronic pain, yeah, okay, fair enough. I guess that's, you know, that's like medical marijuana.
Side effects. Many small-scale studies have looked into the safety of CBD in adults and found that it is well-tolerated across a wide range of doses. No significant side effects in the central nervous system or effects on vital signs and mood among people who use it slightly or heavily. The most common side effect noted is tiredness. Some people have noticed diarrhea and changes in appetite or weight.
Yeah.
Risks. There's still very long-term safety data available, and to date, tests have not been carried out on children.
It sounds like a treatment for chronic pain.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, no, I didn't say that there's anything wrong with that.
I don't think we've got
it. I just said it shouldn't be, marijuana shouldn't be marketed as a health product. I don't think there's...
You could market CBD as a health product, though.
I'm sure they will.
Yeah.
But I doubt the evidence is really that strong behind a lot of those claims.
Well, it's very initial. Like, you were saying that we do know, like, have a basis of what marijuana does, and I would argue that while we probably have a good idea, and that idea might be right, it's still very initial. Like, when you've got an illegal drug, I don't think you can know all that much about it, because how do you do studies on something that's illegal? I don't think that we know...
I think they have done studies.
Well, they have, but I think that you'll get a lot more studies now if legalization
occurs. Yeah, that's true.
And we may know more. And maybe it turns out to be worse for you than... heroin. Maybe it turns out to be good for you.
Yeah, alright.
Maybe it's somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, likely.
Probably somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's the same, like, I mean, yeah, there's health properties to alcohol, and I enjoyed beer and wine. But if you looked at the total body of evidence of the harm and positive effects of alcohol,
oh yeah,
where would they lie? They would lie heavily on
the
harm side.
Oh, absolutely.
And I think the same thing will happen with marijuana, where people use that as an excuse to smoke, or, like, you know, they'll be like, oh, it's good for me. And then they'll just go too far with it. But that's human nature in some ways. But that's why I think that, like, it needs to be regulated. It just can't be, like, an open market like alcohol is.
Yeah. No, I think... For me, that's a big benefit of legal. Like, I think that's maybe a slash in the, or a check mark in the column of positive or reasons for legalization is, I think, regulation. Now you can regulate something because now it's legal, so you can make it safer. You can, you know, I think it's just
Totally.
Did you like the movie The Revenant?
Yeah.
Like, a lot?
Maybe not a lot, but I liked it.
Okay. Yeah. I think I liked it too, but we got in a little off-air discussion about Dunkirk.
I think we talked about this on an earlier podcast. It's a really good movie.
Dunkirk?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't think it is. I just think it's, I don't know, what it is, but I just don't think it's very good.
Alright.
But you're I was thinking about
this. You're
the
only one.
I'm not the only one. My friend Colin, who...
Just you two.
Well, yeah, maybe. Maybe it's just us. Well, Lisa didn't like it.
You
so
three.
That's another three people.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, I only hang out with so many people, so if like
10% I don't know, I really
of the people I hang out with don't like it, then that's a pretty high number of people that don't like it.
Yeah, fair enough.
No, I don't know. I didn't think it was very good, but I was thinking about this. And
why didn't you like it?
I don't know. There wasn't... I'm a dialogue guy, and it, not like things have to have dialogue. Yeah, I just... I don't know. It just left me... It was just empty to me. I don't know what it was. It just... I just didn't like it.
Didn't have a happy ending, and you love happy endings.
No, it wasn't that. It certainly wasn't that at all. I mean, The Departed doesn't have a happy ending. It's one of my favorite movies of all time. American Beauty doesn't have a happy ending, and it's one of my favorite movies of all time. What else doesn't have a happy ending? And is one of my favorite movies of all time.
Are you going to watch American Beauty differently now?
Why
after
would
the
I do that?
After the accusations.
Oh, that's a good point, yeah. It's tough. House of Cards, American Beauty.
I know, we just finished the first season of House of Cards. It's
yeah.
so good. But now
yeah.
it's like, I don't know.
It's a good show.
I'll probably still watch.
Yeah, I mean, you might as well. I yeah. think they should keep making the show, but they'll just recast his part. I hope they do.
I think they're killing him off, aren't they?
Oh, they are
That's what
kill
I heard.
Him off?
And okay. then she's going to become the main character?
Well...
But I have no idea what happens after season one, so...
Yeah. I mean, he might be dead. He might have died in season two.
Yeah,
like early
it's not
on.
Even on the show anymore.
Yeah, like, so it's not even a... It's just
it's
a
mute
point.
Point. Yeah.
Maybe the reason they talk about him in House of Cards is because he's, like, an executive producer.
Ah, that's
And
why.
He, like, gives money. But, I mean, he might not be on the show anymore at all. But yeah, no, Dunkirk... I don't know. What do you like better, though, between Dunkirk and The Revenant?
Dunkirk.
See, I was thinking about this because I thought... that The Revenant was highly overrated. Lisa fell asleep in it.
Did The Revenant win Best Picture?
No, it didn't. Spotlight did, which was a much better movie.
Yeah.
It was a big upset. Like, Spotlight was a huge upset, a big
oh,
surprise
over,
that it beat The Revenant. I was going into The Revenant, and it looked like The Revenant was going to win, and I was
oh,
like...
Oh, Spotlight. Yeah, Spotlight was a good movie.
Spotlight, awesome.
Oh, this was 2 years ago.
Right? Yeah.
It wasn't last year. Last year was...
Last year was Moonlight.
Moonlight.
Over La La Land.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they announced the wrong winner.
Yeah, yeah.
All that stuff.
So it's 2 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah. For me, when it looked like The Revenant was going to win, I was like, this is going to be the least deserved Best Picture winner of all time for me. Like, I liked it, or at least I rated that I liked it. I gave it a 3 out of 5, which means I liked it. And I'm thinking about it, I gave Dunkirk a 2 out of 5, meaning I didn't like it. And I'm looking at it, and I'm like, is it fair and right that The Revenant got a better rating than Dunkirk? Because I'm not sure that The Revenant is a better movie than Dunkirk.
Dunkirk's a great movie. 4 out of 5 for sure.
Yeah, see, it's great visually. Like, I don't know, I love Christopher Nolan. He's one of my favorite filmmakers, but I don't know what it was.
You didn't like the suspense?
Yeah,
on the edge of your sheet. Sheet.
My sheet.
Seat.
I don't know. It just didn't do it for me. But then, like, The Revenant didn't do it for me either. I mean, Lisa fell asleep.
I was totally in Dunkirk.
Yeah.
I was just like, the whole time.
Yeah.
It was just like, holy shit.
Yeah. I don't know. Just like.
Did you have trouble following the timeline? Is that why?
Maybe if I watch it again. See, that's the thing. Is The Revenant.
Serena had, like, I think she got a little bit turned around with it. But
yeah. Unless...
I was totally, like, I
unless there's, like, extenuating circumstances...
I liked how it was...
Yeah.
Cut that way, yeah.
Unless there's, like, extenuating circumstances, I will never watch The Revenant ever again unless, like, somebody pays me.
Really? I was watching it the other day.
Oh, it's not good. Well...
It's beautiful
visually. It's not good. Like, it's...
The opening scene
I
is so cool.
The bear.
I love the opening scene.
I said that I liked it, and, like, I think I did, And, like, it's definitely got...
It's a long movie.
Redeeming qualities. It's fucking long. Not a lot happens. Not a lot of dialogue. Which, again, not every movie has to have dialogue. But it's just, like, I don't know. I just find it...
I wouldn't call it, like, one of my favorite movies. But, you know, it's like...
Yeah, I would say that, too. I would say, yeah, it's
good. I also don't think, like, Leonardo DiCaprio necessarily... Well, he was pretty good in that. It is a pretty intense movie.
I think he's definitely been much better in other things.
I still with him though. It's like you still know it's him. Like he has trouble taking on the character fully. I feel
Have
like.
You seen Blood Diamond?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I think that in Blood Diamond,
that's probably his best one, actually.
He got nominated for Blood Diamond. I would say Django Unchained. Django Unchained might be my favorite Leo role, just because it subverted. Like, with Christoph Waltz, you see Christoph Waltz in Inglourious Basterds, and he's so hateable. And Leo's likable in everything he's in. And then you've got Christoph Waltz is super likable, and Leo is super hateable in Django Unchained. And I just like how that was flipped around, and then it was done so well. Usually you hate Christoph Waltz whenever you see him, and usually you love Leo. And, like, you hate Calvin Candy, and you love... Christoph Waltz character, Django, whatever it is, whatever his name is. But yeah, I thought he was awesome in Django. I love The Departed, and like I really love his character and like how he plays the character and everything. There's not anything special per se. Like in Blood Diamond, he's like a South African, and it's like super believable. And like I would say that's gun to my head. If you have to see him transform. The most, I would say it's probably Blood Diamond or Django Unchained for me.
I think Blood Diamond.
And it, probably Blood Diamond. I mean, Django Unchained for me, too, I see, like, a transformation. Just, like, you know, I don't know if... It's easy to just use the accent and that's it. But, like, I don't know. Like, but I think the winning the Oscar for The Revenant is a lot to do with it sort of being a Lifetime Achievement Award and... Probably more than that, and more than anything, it was, like, what he went through during that movie.
Yeah.
Like, he was actually in, like, freezing cold waters and stuff like that. Now, like, does someone deserve an Oscar based on what they went through versus their performance? I'm not saying that it wasn't a great performance, but, like, is there much to do in that movie to make it a great performance? I'm not saying he didn't deserve the Oscar. Like, a lot of people were really happy... that he won the Oscar.
Yeah, I agree with you, though. I agree with you.
But it's like, did he really? Was the performance? Like, if a guy trains really hard, and then, you know, he...
Because he works so hard.
You know, like, does he get to win?
I agree with you. I don't think that... I mean, I don't really know what other contenders there were for that award, but...
I agree
with you, though, that... I didn't think it was, like, a home run, for sure. Like, maybe it was a weak year and he was the best, but...
No, it definitely wasn't a weak year. Like, and it was a great performance, but I wouldn't say that, like, of all the movies that Leo's been nominated for, that's the one that he should have won for.
Yeah.
Like, he's great in The Wolf of Wall Street. He's unreal in The Wolf of Wall Street.
I haven't seen that one yet.
And, like, Blood Diamond, and The Wolf of Wall Street is... You've got to see The Wolf of Wall Street. It's fucking awesome. And he's unreal in that movie. And that, you could say... Hey, you know, it's a little bit transformative in The Wolf of Wall Street. He kind of transforms a little bit. But that one, is... You know, there's all kinds of performances that... To look back and say, this is the one he won the Oscar for is kind of like, really?
Yeah.
But I'm really happy that he has an Oscar. And, like, I like the movie. But I'm not sure that it's, like, better than Dunkirk. And I don't like Dunkirk.
And Dunkirk was a really good movie.
Whatever. Agree to disagree.
You need to watch it again, man.
Maybe if I understand the timeline.
Why did you not understand?
Well, I just, like, I sort of realized, like, halfway through what it was saying at the start, where it was like, this happened in this many days, this happened in this many days, this happened in this much time.
Oh, you weren't picking
that up? And I don't know that I picked that up until, like, halfway through, so if I would have been, like, aware of that the whole time, because you have, like, things, like, crossover.
Super intense.
And then it's like, oh, that's crazy. Neat. But I didn't understand, like, the gravity of that.
Do you understand, like, not even the history behind it, but, like, the significance of what was going on?
A little bit. Like, I think it resonated more with my parents because, like, they were alive when, like, the Dunkirk stuff happened, whereas I was just...
Your parents were alive?
I don't know if they were alive. I think they were alive. Like, Oh, no, they probably weren't alive. That was during World War II, right?
Yeah.
They probably studied it in, like, history class. In
my parents
in high
were
school.
In that battle.
They probably studied it in, like, history class in high school, whereas, like, we were studying different things in history class. I don't know. I remember my parents talking about, like, oh, I don't know about Dunkirk, and I'm like, I've
well,
never
I didn't
heard
know anything
this.
About it, but, like, you know, you can kind of follow the general, you know, timeline of the war to get a sense of what was going on. Like, it was while they were retreating and the Germans were attacking them off of France. Get Charlie.
My friend Colin might be coming to 3 billboards with me, so I had to.
Cool. No worries. Do you
got
to get going? Oh, it's already 9:20, eh?
Yeah.
We probably got to wrap up here.
Well, I still got to buy the ticket, so I at least have to do that.
Oh, okay.
I have to get off
let
of CBD
know.
Oil and.
Oh, yeah. Do you know where we can get a gift, a car for?
Oh, we can just go to the theater.
Just go to
Is that what we're going to do?
Yeah. Isn't that like what parents ask?
I thought we already got them stuff.
I got them stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe call the movie ticket for dad.
Alright.
I was going to bring bubblegum ice cream to the theater with me, and I don't know that I'm going to have time to do that.
No, we can keep the Purdy's chocolate ourselves.
No, I don't want to
go here.
We're not going to eat it.
I call the dark store. Like, all, you know, kinds of stores. The big lot.
You better hope that your parents don't listen to the podcast, because they might hear what you're going to get them for Christmas.
Oh, don't
yeah.
worry. I don't think they will.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so sad.
I know. Especially you start with swearing. Yeah.
Oh, we didn't do the song. We didn't
well,
sing the song this week. Mitch is going to be so upset. He's going to be so disappointed.
I know. Should we do it?
What else? Okay. No, let's fuck it. Two buds.
The two buds.
Two buds.
The two buds. Podcast?
It's the two buds.
The two buds podcast. Two buds.
The two buds podcast.
Josh.
And Lee.
Lindley.
And
Lee and
Josh.
There.
Fuck.
Fuck.
Stop doing the repeater. This isn't Super Troopers.
This isn't Super Troopers?
What a funny guy. Three billboards outside Ebbing, Missouri. This is what I'm going to see tonight. It's at 9:30. I'm probably going to be fucking late, just like always. I'm really excited for this movie. The guy who did In Bruges and Seven Psychopaths has done a movie called Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, and it's most likely, it sounds like, going to get nominated for Best Picture at the Oscars.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited to see it.
Nice. All right, do we got to go?
Well, not yet, because I don't even have my ticket bought yet, so you guys, we can just keep
Where's
going.
It playing at, Galaxy?
It's at Scotiabank Theatre, they call it now, because everything has to have a corporate name attached to it. How do you feel about that? Like Sass Place being called Credit Union, excuse me, Center.
Is it still Credit Union Center?
That now it's Sass Tel Center,
yeah.
Which is a little bit better because it
yeah.
is Sass Place, Sass.
No.
But I get it. Like I get, Baxter's going to be mad at me for ragging on business again. Pro-business and like sales and stuff guy. And I don't know, stuff just bugs me ever everything. You know, it's all about money. Oh, you're always hard on business, and I don't like it. Well, sometimes there's a time for business and a time for just, like, fucking, I don't know, what do you think?
Farting.
Like, yeah, time for farting and a time for, you know, what do you think about, you know, no name? Although, you know what, Wrigley Field, which is one of the most storied stadiums in all of sports,
yeah,
has always
Wrigley's
had a corporate sponsor to it.
Yeah.
It's always had Wrigley's chewing gum, so like...
It's like Fenway?
Yeah, just like... Fenway, you know what? Really?
I don't know.
But like, yeah, like I think it's...
Yankee Stadium?
It's cool.
Named after the Yankees?
It's named after the Yankees. I mean, that's the biggest corporate sponsorship out there. Like, I think it was cool when stadiums were just like, you know, the pond.
Skydome.
the pond in Anaheim or Sky Dome or, yeah, Olympic Stadium.
The Big O.
I think it was cool when, like, they had those names, and now it's all about...
Yeah, it's true.
You know, I just think it's a bummer. It makes me sad. But hey, what are you going to do?
Just the name.
I'm going to be late for this movie for sure. I got to pay 41 cents because my gift card is only $5.88. So I got a balance due of 48 cents. I got to find my wallet. So keep talking.
All right.
What else is there to talk about? What other shows? You guys just finished House of Cards? What other new shows have you guys checked out?
I haven't really watched anything lately.
Yeah, you've been reading? How's your reading of the books? I know you do a thing where you read all the books. That, like, okay, I was telling Colin about this yesterday. We went to see Lady Bird.
Yeah.
And, you know, Lisa and I do our Oscars thing, and he keeps lists of, like, you know, we both keep lists of, like, the things we watch and stuff.
Yeah.
He also keeps lists of the things he reads, but he's finding, like, he's not reading a lot of things right now.
Yeah.
And, like, I was like, well, you know, Josh, like, he has the thing of, like, all these books that get nominated for awards, and he, like, has to read. So what's the parameters of your, like, reading list?
I don't know. This year I read, like, I was just reading, like, the award winners for a while, and then I was trying to read...
So the award winners? So how many, there's a bunch of winners of awards?
Yeah.
There's a bunch of nominees.
Different.
How many winners is there?
Well, it depends. Like, there's lots of literary awards. So, like, I've read, like, the Man Booker International Prize, which is, like, the best book translated from another language into English. And then I was trying to get through... My original goal was to get through the entire long list for the Man Booker. And then I couldn't do it fast enough, so then I was going to do the short list. But I think I still have 1.5 books to go on that.
Okay.
And they already announced the winner. But... I think I'll probably still chug through it.
Yeah.
So that's like 6 books.
So there was 6, so how many, like, they announced the winner.
Yeah.
And then how many were, like, up for a winner?
What do you mean?
Like, so they...
There's, like, an American Book Award, there's a Canadian Book Award, there's the Man Booker Prize, which is for best international, or best book in the English language, but it's through the UK. Yeah.
Okay.
There's short lists
and
long lists.
Or just the winners?
It depends.
Sorry, if it sounds like I'm not listening and paying attention.
Because I'm trying to get, like, I was trying to get through the whole short list for the Man Booker, but I kind of failed.
You were
Although
able,
I might, you know, I might
you
keep
might
reading
go
them
back
now.
And get it, but
yeah.
You weren't able to do it before
no,
the winner was
I wasn't
announced.
Able to. But like, I already
I
read
the Oscars.
But I had read the winning book.
Ah, well,
before
that's,
it was
that's good. So you kind of won.
Yeah, I know. It's like, sweet.
You're like, ah, I knew the winner because
yeah.
I read the book.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And it's just a good way to find good books, really.
Well, that's how it is. That's where we started with movies, is like...
Yeah. So, like, there's, like, the Canadian Book Award, like, the Giller Prize, and then the Man Booker, and then, like, the Pulitzer Prize, and, like, you just kind of work your way through them.
Yeah, and, like, read. So, how many books is... I know I keep repeating the same questions. It's because I'm sort of doing multiple things at once, so I'm, like, a bad listener right
yeah.
now. So, how many books are on, like, your list that you have to read before... And what's your timeline again?
I don't really have
now.
Them.
It's just,
no.
I gotta read
now
these
I
books.
Just like go through the different lists of award
year,
winners and I just read them.
And it just okay. But then like if you don't read them all this year, then the list like piles up.
No.
You have more books from next year and next.
No,
year.
And if I don't like a book, I just stop reading.
Oh well, that's very yeah. How much time do you give a book before you know that you don't like it and you're not going to read it anymore? Because I know some books.
I got 300 pages into a 1,000-page book.
And you're like,
all
right.
And I had
to,
and
to
I ran out of time on my library, and now I don't want to get it again because I wasn't that into it.
Okay. See, it's very important to be able to put down at least know when to cut ties.
Yeah, I agree.
Because one thing with a movie,
life's too short.
Yeah, like if you're even if you're see, I say if I'm 15 minutes into a movie and I'm hating it,
yeah,
I'm allowed to stop watching and rate it 1 star if I hate it.
Yeah.
Even if I don't like it, 15 minutes I can quit. But 15 minutes is a lot different than 300 pages. So, like, I know Colin...
It wasn't bad. It was just, you know, I was just moving slowly.
Yeah. I know Colin says that there's lots of, like, his reading as a whole is, like, it takes a nosedive and he gets on a book that he doesn't really like because he's not reading as much and he
yeah.
feels like he can't read anything else until he finishes this.
Oh, no, no.
And then, it, like, it's good that you can just...
And I try to read one nonfiction and one fiction at the same time.
Ah, that's a good idea. See, I think it's fully... within everyone's realm to watch, like, multiple things. Like, there's people that can only watch one TV show at a time.
I know, I just put a book in each hand.
Watch a bunch of...
One word
at a time, and
yeah.
just go back
yeah.
and forth between the two.
Dude,
and
pussies, man.
Yeah,
just
fucking
read
pussies.
Two books,
like, figure out how to multitask.
Exactly.
Windows can do it.
I know.
Then we can do it.
I know.
We're better than computers.
Yeah.
So there.
You're going to be really late.
I am going to be really late. But hopefully, I know usually there's like 10 to 15 minutes worth of previews. I always drive like an idiot when I'm late to movies, though. I'm going to fucking do something dumb. I'm going to cut someone off and feel like a dick. Or I'm going to honk at someone and feel like a dick. Or I'm going to get in a fucking fiery car crash and die. So I have to make sure I don't drive like an asshole. I always drive like an asshole when I'm late to movies. So we should wrap it up. Anything to say?
Nope.
Okay, bye.